Welcome to the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Monday evening, December 29, 2025, and we have a lineup of health, fitness, and wellness headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Investor news breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp., NASDAQ TNXP, provides update on TNX 4800 Lyme Disease Prophylaxis Program. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding NXP provided program updates on TNX 4800, a long-acting human monoclonal antibody designed for seasonal prophylaxis against Lyme disease. TNX 4800 targets the outer surface protein A of Borrelia burgdorferi, the bacterium that causes Lyme disease, and is being developed as a once-yearly subcutaneous administration for protection throughout the U.S. tick season. There are currently no FDA-approved vaccines for Lyme disease. Tonix plans to discuss Phase 2-3 development options with the FDA in 2026, including the use of a controlled human infection model, and expects to have investigational product available for testing in early 2027.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. TNXP announces $20 million registered direct offering with 0.72. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. P has announced a $20 million registered direct offering with 0.72. The offering includes 605,025 shares of common stock at $16.26 per share or pre-funded warrants. The gross proceeds will fund commercialization of marketed products, development of the company's product pipeline, and general working capital. The offering is expected to close on or about December 30, 2025. TD Cowen is the sole placement agent with AGP Alliance Global Partners as financial advisor. Tonix Pharmaceuticals is a biotechnology company with marketed products and a pipeline of development candidates, focusing on CNS disorders, immunology, immuno-oncology, rare disease, and infectious disease.
Investor news breaks, NutriBand Inc., NTRB, sells 90% stake in Pocono Pharmaceutical for $5 million. NutriBand Inc., NTRB, has sold a 90% stake in Pocono Pharmaceutical to EarthVision Bio for $5 million, while retaining a 10% ownership interest. The proceeds will support the development of Aversafentanil, a transdermal opioid patch aimed at deterring abuse. NutriBand expects this patch to potentially be the first abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch globally, with projected annual U.S. sales of $80 million to $200 million. For more information, visit NutriBand's website at www.nutriband.com.
Experts' views on screen time and lifestyle on pediatric brain tumors. Experts are exploring the potential impact of screen time and lifestyle on pediatric brain tumors. While brain cancers are less common in young people, they account for a significant portion of cancer-related deaths in this age group. Questions have arisen about the role of modern screens and lifestyles in the rise of brain cancer among youth. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are making strides in developing new therapeutics for pediatric brain tumors. Investors can find the latest news and updates on CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. in the company's newsroom. BioMedWire is a specialized communications platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions for companies looking to reach a wide audience. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.